Well, we joined the M1 at Junction 27, going southbound. We travelled for probably 2 miles in the slow lane. And the next thing I know, lorry driver either forgot about us or he were on the phone. He turned into the slow lane where we were, spun our car 90 degrees. So I'm facing straight way along the front of his lorry. And he travelled 300 or 400 yards with us in that position. Our tyres were smoking and Pat was screaming because she'd hurt her shoulder.
And great.
All I could see out the window, I were about 4 inches off the lorry's radiator in my face at 50 miles an hour. It's
not
the only time
good.
He stopped, we heard our tyres burst and he pulled over to the slow lane, pulled onto the hard shoulder, and we were very lucky twice that time. He didn't really get hurt with the crash.
Now, here's the bit I don't understand. How come, if you're right in front of his cab, he can't see you?
There are some new mirrors they can fit that they can see down to the side of their front wheels. If they'd have been fitted, he would have seen us. Well, if he'd have been concentrating, obvious. But it's not the first time it's happened. When the highways agency came, they said normally in this case, the lorries roll the car off. They'll spit it out and roll you. We're really lucky.
We were lucky.
But it's not the first time it's happened. Obviously, if highways agency have had it before.
No. So, Patricia, what's going through your mind, you know, as there's a lorry pushing you along the M1 at 50 miles an hour?
I can't really say it because when they say your life flashes, no, you just don't know what to think. I was just screaming. Jack got his arms over the top of me and he kept saying, we're all right, we're all right. While we're going sideways, we're all right. But you don't think you're all right. You're thinking, oh, God, what's going to happen?
And I mean, I think the thing that might go in my mind is whether we'd go under the wheels of the lorry.
Yeah, exactly. This is what goes through your mind, but he kept saying, we're all right, we're all right. While we're going sideways. And then when the tyre burst, it was a puff of smoke. And then he started pushing us into the side. And that's when he got out the cab and he came round. Because Jack said to me, get out as fast as you can. It's liable to go up in smoke, you see. So we got out and I just stood at the side. I did like... And he came and he said... he got out the cab and he said, are you all right? I said, I don't know. And he said, I didn't see you. I just didn't see you. And that was the first words he said to me. And then we heard him say, I've got two pensioners on front of my lorry.